Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Dose. It seems that investors do not hesitate to shun risk with all the lingering concerns surrounding the impasse on China-US trade talks post-APEC summit last week. Weakness on some of the tech companies added to investor vows, pushing major US indices lower by 1.5 to 3%. US Treasuries benefited, strengthening to 3.06% while the US dollar steadied. WTI crude and Brent are trading a tad lower at 57.08 and $66.56 respectively, while gold retaining its shine at $1,221 per troy ounce. Apple took an unusually large hit after reports that the company had cut production orders for its new iPhones. Multiple suppliers had indicated the company is cutting parts orders for the latest iPhones. Apple's earnings early this month compounded concern when it reported flat unit growth and said it would stop disclosing how many smartphones it sells each quarter. Apple's benchmark 5-year bond spreads have widened to 60 basis from the summer lows of 26 basis, while their 5-year credit default swaps are currently at 19.22 basis points. Worries on corporate investment-grade bonds may have subsided for now, but some of the credit indices are pointing to further weakness ahead. The CDX investment-grade index, a measure of the cost of default protection for high-grade bonds, surged during the trading day Monday and at one point breached the previous week's peak before closing 3.68% higher. The index rose as much as 13% last week amid broad credit market volatility. The NAHB Housing Confidence Index slumped to 60, the lowest level since August 2016. It was well below expectations of 67 and adds to the poor run of US housing market data of late, fueling further nervousness from investors about the path of interest rates. With the Fed signaling that it is data dependency mode, policymakers will be watching this closely. The euro area current account surplus fell to euro 16.9 billion in September from euro 24.3 billion in August. This continues the trend of recent narrowing in the surplus. The goods surplus fell to euro 16.5 billion from euro 21.7 billion. Last but not the least, the arrest of Nissan Motor Company chairman Carlos Ghosn pushed up the cost to insure the automaker's debt by the most since January 2016. CDS protecting Nissan's debt against non-payment using 5-year contracts surged 14.4 basis. Rating companies may revise down their outlook on the company. That's all for today and have a great day.